Now trading is dead, I resolve to contrive and study some calling in order to thrive. But I will be just, and whatever I do, my name, I must tell you, is honest, true blue. Though fortune does oftentimes smile on a knave, by their unjust dealings they do get and save. But honest plain dealing does live like a slave, while ranting brave Hectors go gallant and brave. At first I considered what trade I might be, to live with plain dealing without knavery. I would be a brewer at first I did think, and then to be sure I shall never want drink. But straightways I thought of the brewer's old fault, who put in the water and left out the malt. If I should do so and make pitiful beer, I should have the curse of the tinkers, I fear. As I was a-walking along very sad, I met a fine hostess that wanted a lad. Her words were so winning I could do no less but go along with her to tend on the guests. She said, when you wait on a jolly boon crew, each pot as you draw, then be sure you score two. I told her fell stealing now never would do, 'twas better to be ragged and torn and true. If this be your dealings, I never will stay, thought I, then I'll pack up my alls and away. I finding by this how the current did run, poor men by those alewives are often undone. No wonder it is now that they are so great, to flourish on silks at so gallant a rate. 'Tis folly that makes men to sell their estate, while alewives can flourish and drink in their plate. Then home to my father I went again, and of my hard fortune I did complain. He told me no trouble nor cost he'd spare of me, he would take a particular care. I would have a calling without all deceit, but with such a one I as yet could not meet. My father was willing my choice to complete, and now of a tailor I mean for to treat. I went upon liking a tailor to be, and now I will tell you a passage I see. One brought to my master some cloth for a cloak, and he at this cabbaging had a good stroke. For taking his shears he whipped off an ell, and straight he condemned it and sent it to hell. Down under his shopboard, which when I did see, thought I that I'll ne'er be apprentice to thee. A lusty brave miller came up to the town, and I as apprentice with him must go down. Thought I with an honest man now I am blessed, but soon I did find him as bad as the rest. For if you believe me, I think in my soul, he had a great dish was as big as a bowl, and there was old taking and taking of tool, thus he would be fishing against all control. Besides, he was counted a slippery blade, and fain would be toying with every maid. There was a young lass, and her name it was Kate, with whom he would fain have been playing the mate. One day, as she came with her grist to the mill, my master the miller was tempting her still. The maiden with courage catched hold of his ham, and tumbled him headlong into the mill-dam. It happened to be the lower side of the mill, but yet he lay crying and calling out still. I could not tell well what the matter might be, and therefore to him I did run hastily. But when in the river I did find him, thought I in my heart thou art served in thy kind. And thus by the maiden the miller was fooled, for then in the river his courage was cooled. Thought I will ne'er be a slave to this self, for fear he should make me as bad as himself. With some honest farmer I'll get me a place, where I may live happy and free from disgrace. And thus I did leave the old miller, I'll vow. Then taking myself to the harrow and plough, 'tis free from deceiving, all men will allow. I labour and live by the sweat of my brow.